are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the primary purpose of Bible study is to understand the teachings, principles, and messages contained within the scriptures. It involves delving into the text to gain the insights into God's character and the Godhead, His will for humanity, and His plan for salvation. So we are going to be exploring more in terms of the purpose of Bible study, and we are joined on the line by Elder Godfrey Mudadiro. I pray I said it correctly. My Elder, good morning. How are you? Elder. Did I open the wrong one? Yeah, it's the right one. Elder Godfrey? Mdala? Okay, let me call him back because I saw that he was on the line so that you can speak about all things today. Why you should... Bazaran, wait. Do you study the Bible? Or when you just go to church, whenever you go, be it Sabbath, be it Sunday, and then you are told, you are told about what God said. You don't know yourself, you don't know. That's why we are told about apples and them, but you must study the Bible, lest we come here and tell you things that are not in the Bible, right? So we must study the Bibles on ourselves. Let's see. Elder, how are you? Mdala Godfrey? Hello, Elder. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you so much for joining. Hello, Elder. Can you hear me?
I'm getting you.
Sorry?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Oh, you are hearing me.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Yes, I'm getting you.
Yes, thank you for joining us here on Adventist World Radio.
Hello, you can proceed.
All right, Elder, can you please pray for us before we start?
You are welcome. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share your word. May you be with us. May the Holy Spirit guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, what is it that we hope to achieve through studying the Bible?
Okay, I'm glad to have me here at Adventist World Radio. The purpose of Bible study, the purpose is to understand the teachings, the principles, and the messages that are contained in scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is like God who is speaking to us. It is like a love letter that God is addressing to his dearest children. God is self-revealing himself to us. So by knowing him, we have a better relationship with him. We shall also know his will through Bible studies. God's word, through God's word, we are allowing God to speak his will to us, how he wants us to conduct ourselves, to find joy in him. Through prayer, we are talking to God, but through Bible study, it's God who is talking to us.
Okay. So how does now the Bible, is it the primary focus for spiritual growth in terms of understanding our faith better, gaining wisdom, or is it for something else when we study the Bible, Mdala?
Okay. The main primary focus of the Bible is it is not just only to gain knowledge, but we also need to be led into God's truth. It is the truth. The primary purpose of Bible study is to gain truth. It's the truth that shall set us free. John 8, verse 32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." It's the truth that brings freedom from sin, from the deceptions and meetings of the evil one. Our salvation depends on a knowledge of truth that are contained in the scriptures. Even Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 23 says, "But the hour is coming and now is whom the true worshippers worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. So the primary purpose of the Bible or of Bible study is not just only to acquire knowledge, superficial knowledge, no, but it is to gain the truth. Men will never be saved by false teaching. It is only by gaining the truth as taught in the Bible are we to gain eternal life. Also, in the Bible, we are not just studying it for knowledge, but we also need to be strengthened in our faith. Romans 10 verse 14 says, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? So through studying the word of God, we have a better acquaintance with the character of love, the character of patience, the long-suffering of God. So our faith in him is strengthened. We can trust and believe in his promises because we know him better through Bible studies. We cannot believe or trust someone we don't know. So the more we study the word, the more our faith is strengthened in him. The other reason for studying, we are not saying it's just only superficial knowledge. We also need to know the will of God. Jesus, Psalm chapter 40, verse 8 says, I delight to do your will, O my God. The law is within my heart. The law was implanted in the Bible. It is a transcript of his character. How God expects us to conduct ourselves. It encompasses two dimensions. It is a relationship of God to men, then the relationship of men to men. It should not only be a superficial knowledge of truth, but the truth should be in the heart, governing the impulses, the emotions, the thoughts, and our everyday conduct. This is what matters the most. It's not just only a superficial knowledge of the truth, but the truth should rule in our everyday life.
Okay, so most times, Mdala, we try to understand God and the Godhead, right? So when we study Bible, the Bible, is that where we're going to understand the character of God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, or we can't find that in the Bible?
Yes, you can find it in the Bible. The character of God is revealed in Jesus Christ. You know Jesus Christ was the image of God. You are able to know the character of God in a deeper way when you study the Bible. Jesus Christ is the image of God, the outshining of his glory. Christ came to our world to manifest this glory to this sin-darkened world. He came to reveal the light of God's love. So we are saying, as you are studying the Gospels, as you are studying the Bible, you see the character of Jesus Christ. And the character of Jesus Christ is the character of God. Mm. Because Jesus says, if you see the Son, you have also seen the Father. Right? Again, in the Bible, you are also able to understand the deep thoughts of God towards us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, have this mind among yourself, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. My main point here is, we are to know, not just only to know his outward appearance, but his inner nature. Imagine this verse is talking about the thoughts of an omniscient God. He has this mind, which was also in Jesus Christ. God's thoughts towards his eating, fallen beings, his emotions towards us, they are revealed in the scriptures. His love towards us is revealed in the scriptures. The mindset of God is revealed to us. Just imagine, God is giving us an opportunity, a privilege to peep into his mindset, to read his thoughts, thoughts of peace. He wants to be at peace with his creatures, to bridge the gap, to be one with us. So by studying the Bible, we are able to know his character. we are able to know his thoughts. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So by studying the Bible, it is certain that you will definitely know the character of God, because this is exactly what Jesus came for, to reveal the character of God to humanity.
Indeed. So, Dala, in what ways now does the Bible study contribute to spiritual growth and maturity for believers?
Right. It is true that the Bible can contribute to spiritual growth of believers. Remember, Jesus said, "Men cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Our physical bodies, they need food for nourishment. They need food to survive, to live. It is also true with our spirituality. We need this nourishment of the word. So through Bible studies, we are nourished. It is like food unto the soul that nourishes us. Our physical body needs food to be nourished and to survive. So it is also true with us spiritually. We need this spiritual food in order to be nourished, to be strengthened in our Christian walk. Many also is able to resist the temptations through Bible studies. Jesus overcame by saying, "It is written." Then Psalms chapter 119, verse 11 says, "Your word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." So it means when people take time to study God's word, it gives them power to overcome sin. If we do not have time to study the Bible, we are sure that we are going to be overcome by the deceptions of the evil one, or even by sin. So it means the more we study the Bible, it seems it is the more we have the power to overcome sin. So the more, again, we study the Bible, in the scriptures we have ample evidence where there was a spiritual revival and reformation towards God's law and his word, where the law of God and the word of God was being read to the people. It also proceeded that whenever people turn back to the Bible and the law, they will also be a people of prayer. In other words, the more we pray, the more we feel the need to pray. So in other words, in terms of praying, you need to study the word of God in order for you to be a person of prayer. Again, when someone takes time to study God's word, we are saying, by beholding, we become changed. In other words, we are saying, by studying, by having time to study God's word, you are giving yourself time to dwell upon pure and the righteous things. So when you are studying the character of Christ, you are studying about righteousness, you are studying about right living, about perfect living. Your mind is dwelling upon subjects that are pure and noble. In other words, you are going to be changed into his image. So it happens that the more you study the Bible, the more your character becomes pure, the more you are changed into the image of God. So the Bible is very, very important and crucial in terms of spiritual growth. It also gives people hope through many promises that are found in the Bible. The more you study the Bible, the more you have hope. We find the comfort in the Bible. We have hope of restoration, hope of healing, hope of the second coming. So it is true that the more people study the Bible, it is more they will become hopeful, right? The other thing I want to make clear is, as we are living in this world, we have many notions about God and life. We have many theories and philosophies that are erroneous that we have believed and had. But if you study the Bible, it corrects you. It instructs you in righteousness. Then someone is made complete in God, then in good works. So the Bible is very essential in terms of spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. So looking at what you have said, Mpundiswami, how does now, my elder, how does now the study of the Bible, you know, how can they, the teachings we're finding in the Bible, how can they be applied to our daily life? Because we read, we are told about hope, we are told about faith, etc. How can we apply those now to our each and every day life?
Right, the teachings of the Bible, we can make them practical in our modern day life. This is the question that has been bewildering people from past ages, that the Bible was written in ancient times. How can it be relevant in our modern day times? But I can assure you this, that the Bible is still relevant in our modern day times. One point which is very essential, that we need to believe the Bible just as it is, right? To trust it, we need to trust that God himself, it's him who has shown us the right way of life. When God says, do not commit adultery, every man is going to be accountable for every single word that is spoken. We need to believe these texts as they read. So applying the Bible, the first thing you need to believe is, you just need to believe the Bible as it reads, that the Bible is still applying to us in the modern times, just as it applied back then in the ancient times. Then the other thing that a person can do in these modern times is, you need to keep the Bible with you. If you have opportunity, read it, then fix the text in your memories. Then you have time to meditate upon it. We need to have this Bible in our minds so that in our daily living, we can apply it as it reads. When God says, do not lie, he means those words. We just to believe the Bible as it is. That's what I believe.
Indeed, indeed. Mdala, thank you so much for coming through with that study for us. But as we wrap up, why is it extremely important for a person to study the Bible for themselves, not on when they are go to church on the Sabbath or a Sunday and they are told what the Bible says? Why is it important, like, for a person to study what the Word of God says for themselves?
Right. It is very important for us to study the Word of God for ourselves. Many in our modern times, they are now taking the sayings of others for truth. They are too indolent to put themselves to diligent, earnest labor to study for themselves. Remember, each and every one of us is going to be accountable to God. God is going to measure our characters against the supreme standard of his word, not against the teachings of men or against the sermons that we had, but against the supreme standard of his word. It is very, very important that men need to study the Bible for themselves. We cannot place the sayings of men where that says Lord should be. Christ is the truth, and we need to study for ourselves these great truths that are contained in the Bible. I think it's very important for us, as people who are waiting for Christ's coming, that we study the Word of God for ourselves.
Mdala, please do pray for us so that we may study the Word of God for ourselves.
Okay, let's pray. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for this opportunity that you have given us of sharing the importance of studying the Word of God in these last days. May you give us the power to have time to study this Word. When you have studied the Word, may you keep the Word in our heart. May the Word of God govern our thoughts, our emotions, our daily conduct. When you go to work, when we are in the world, may they see that we believe in your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
You are welcome.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.